This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, the second trumpet. What happened? Those who are dead, they're standing up from their graves. Everybody will say, وَقَالُوا, it's not one person. Everybody who's awake will say, what happened? Why we are up? And then we will answer, or the angels will answer. There's two opinions about that. مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا? Who make us wake up? It's a question, right? هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Now we're going to acknowledge. Wow, it's true. We were not thinking of it. This is true. And what the messengers have brought is true. And they say either the people themselves will say it or the angels will tell them. What are we going to do at that moment? At that moment? Nothing. You cannot defend yourself. You cannot defend anybody. You cannot argue. You cannot say, I didn't mean it. You didn't say I was weak. You didn't say shaitan has this impact. Good luck. Because we're not going to be even speaking. فاليوم سبحان الله إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون. This one cry, the second one, everyone. And I really need you to think of this. Everyone is going to be in front of Allah. Not only us, not only people who live in the States or in the world, everybody who lived from A to Z, from the moment this earth was created to the moment that Allah will decide, this is will end. How many billions? All of them will stand in front of Allah. Who is he? And here I am, I cannot wake up for Fajr. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They have never given Allah his due right. I'm too busy. I'm too absorbed with me and my life and my social media and my friends and my beauty and my. The list is long. جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرٌ. And then Allah is saying, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Today, there is no injustice at all. The Day of Judgment is the only day where I'm going to take my right to the whatever is the smallest thing you can think of. But anything I did of injustice, and I say this to myself, Ya Wayli, I'm going to be asked about. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And you will be rewarded according to what you did. And in another verse in Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah said the same thing. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah said, if it was the weight of the atom of mustard, how big is this? Atom of a mustard, we will bring it and we will take you accountable. What did I say? I didn't mean it. What is the big deal? Little bit of my hair is showing. Fine, do it. That's what I tell people. Do it. And everything, we're going to be taken accountable. Again, it's not my word. That's Surah Yasin. All of you know it. Every single thing he's going to ask me about. And even the Sahaba said, how is this going to happen? It's just like every one of us. Allah is feeding us. How is Allah feeding every soul on this earth? How? We don't know. Right? I can't even think of it. It's going to be the same way. He's going to take me accountable. Are you ready? In Yasin, there is very short commentary about the people of Jannah. And it's much longer about the people of Jahannam. He started with the good news. You all know it. إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. It's a beautiful word for those of you who know Arabic. And even the words Allah used, he said, verily the people of Jannah. Do you want to be in Jannah? Do I deserve it? No. But Allah is generous. And Allah, by his mercy, he will get me there. How long it will take, that's a different story. But at least I know, and all of us, because we say La ilaha illallah, at the end we'll end up in Jannah. Inna ashab al-jannati liyawma. And this is what I want you, when you read the Quran, pay attention to the detail. Inna, verily. And he said, Ashab al-Jannah. What's a sahib? The owner. So, sahib al-Quran, the owner. Or the person who, this is like my, not but only my friend. I'm so close to it as if it is mine. And Allah said, Inna ashab al Jannah. May Allah make us. And He used the word we use these days, subhanAllah. Inna ashab al Jannah al-yawma, today, meaning that day. What? Busy. He said, Fi shughulin. And those of you who know Arabic, shughul is I'm busy. When somebody says, can you come and do something? I said, Ana majghula. Don't we say this in Arabic? I'm busy. But busy with what? Fakihun. Allah, this beautiful statement. They are so busy enjoying. You know when you go for vacation, right? And you're, let's say, on the beach, dressed properly. But you are enjoying the creation of Allah. And you're like sipping this whatever halal drink, right? And then you take this selfie or this picture and send it to everybody. And everyone says, oh, I wish I was there, right? Because you're enjoying it. Now, this is dunya. This is what? 5-10 minutes a day, whatever it is. This is eternity. That's it. There is no more sorrow, no more pain, no more injustice, no more he said or she said, or I hate her or she hates me. No more. Nothing. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. We removed every ill feeling from them. To enter Jannah, to qualify for Ashab al-Jannah, you have to be completely pure. And this is one of the reasons, may Allah protect us, there is a detour to Jahannam. The detour to Jahannam is to purify us. And that's why when somebody gets sick, we say tahur, purification. When someone gets tested, we say purification. So here you go. Ashab al-Jannah. Think of it. This is when you read, you need to take a pause and think of it. It's way beyond my imagination, but let me just think a second. Oh, I'm so busy. Normally in dunya, busy what? I'm juggling how many things? No, this is what I'm juggling. Do I drink this? Do I eat this? Do I say this? Do I sleep? في شغل فاكهون. فاكهون, enjoying. But alone, I'm going to be lonely. Right? Human beings by nature loves to be with people. Even if you are an introvert, you still sometimes you want people. Right? So Allah knows that. It's not alone. هم وأزواجهم. You and the spouses. You with the people who will be your spouse in Jannah. Not necessarily the same one here. And those will be same story. No ill feelings, no bad words, no abuse, no none of this we talk about here. Right? هم وأزواجهم على الأرائك. هم وأزواجهم على الأرائك متكئون. الأرائك is, I mean, we can explain it based on what we see. It's not a bed and it's not a sofa. Somewhere between both. Very comfortable. And we're not sitting like I am sitting right now. No, muttaki'un. So my back doesn't hurt. And Allah repeatedly also in the Quran, He says this, especially in the juzu amma, in the last part of the Quran. Muttaki'un. I'm so busy. Busy doing what? I'm just enjoying. This is exactly what He's saying. This is the Quran you read. هم وأزواجهم على الأرائك متكئون. And then always Allah stress on fakia, fruits. لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون. You have fruits and anything you want, anything you ask for. You want ice cream? Sure. You want chocolate? Absolutely. Do you want smoothie? Sure. You want coffee? This is dunya. Imagine there. Imagine there. That's why if you want to change, you need to do only one thing. Is you need to focus on akhirah. And don't worry about this. Once you focus on akhirah, everything becomes easy. Putting a hijab on my head, so what? So what? Covering my hair, what is the big deal? Not putting makeup, what is the big deal? I'm different than everybody else. What is the big deal? They attacked me and I'm not going to respond. What is the big deal? I'm there. I want to be Ashab al-Jannah. And you and that person, whoever doing whatever they are doing, okay, they come way later. Focus, refocus. Refocus on your goal. This is temporary. هم وأزواجهم على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون. Now the best part. The best part. You know when we say, keep the best for last? What is the best? سلام من قول من رب رحيم. Peace, salam. Who's going to give me the greetings? Not me, not you, not you. Allah. Allah will say salam to me. Do I deserve it? What did I do? Struggle with my salah. Struggle to keep this and doesn't say but what pleases him. Salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim. It's very few verses about Jannah, but it's so powerful.